Welcome to I'm Spiritual, Damn It. I'm your host, Jennifer Weigel. Joining me in studio, Caitlin Foisy is here. Now, Caitlin is an artist. She also is an intuitive, and she reads tea leaves. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So here's the thing, Caitlin. I met you last night.
Yes.
The full disclosure, we were sitting next to each other at Billy Corgan's 50th birthday party. And we start talking about what it is that we do. And I'm fascinated by your artwork. You're an incredible artist.
Thank you so much.
And I also love the fact that you're bringing tea leaves back. Not like they ever went away, but you're saying there's a resurgence of interest in people learning about things that could be coming their way. So I would guess future readings through tea leaves, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I do believe that right now with the craze on tea and the craze on coffee, mm-hmm. that there is this interest that's coming up in tassiography again.
Okay. So tassiography, take me through the history. I know a little bit about it, but a lot of our listeners do not. So inform them about the history behind it.
Okay. So in medieval times, there was a lot of divination, but it was mostly candles or molten iron or mm-hmm.
Was entrails. It considered Wiccan at that time a little?
No, I mean, it was pagan,
sure.
But there was a lot of people that were practicing it, you know, including reading entrails, and as you do.
Right.
And when the Dutch brought over tea, because mm-hmm. it was on their trade route from China, then tassiography kind of took over because it was a little bit easier mm-hmm. and you weren't going to burn yourself and, you know, so a little bit safer.
No hot metal involved, right. Just hot water, which can be burning. So you got to be careful with that. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it sort of caught on there. Mm-hmm. And then in Victorian times, when the whole occult craze came about, that's when it really just sort of picked up. Mm-hmm. And so you had like really rich women mm-hmm. reading tea leaves in their parlors. You had immigrants that were kind of part of a social circle because they could do this divination. Mm-hmm. So you had a number of different people sort of interacting from this
modality?
Yeah.
Okay. So take me through what you think happens. Is it that our energy, you're holding the glass, the energy comes from our hands into the cup and then therefore can adjust the leaves in a certain format? I mean, is that what you think happens?
Well, so in Romani culture, mm-hmm. which is part of what I am, mm-hmm. we believe in very much in spit.
Okay.
Spit is your life force. It's your essence. I mean, it contains your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're sitting there and you're putting energy in with your hands, you're drinking, you're actually putting your essence into the cup.
Got it.
So when we're reading it, we're essentially reading your essence.
Mm. So the messages that might come through aren't just like you have a trip coming.
Right.
It's could be you're saying you could look into life patterns or
yeah.
persistent challenges? So how does the information come to you?
So a lot of times, and especially when I'm teaching people about tassiography, I'll mm-hmm. just tell them, okay, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to get acquainted with whatever you're drinking.
Okay.
So for instance, we're using Madame Zuzu's Crema Earl Grey, which I love to use for this.
Okay. Does it matter what kind of tea you use for this tea
normally
leaf?
And traditionally, it would be black tea.
Okay.
But I do believe that with certain teas, you can get certain answers or certain qualities. So, for instance, with Earl Grey, mm-hmm. if you're asking about luck or general life stuff or mm-hmm. money, that's actually really good because bergamot and black tea are both associated with luck, with money, with success, with abundance, all of that.
And why is that? What is the thought process behind those two?
Well, so Earl Grey was an actual person.
Yeah.
His name was Charles.
Mm-hmm.
And
was he rich?
He was. Okay. He was a baron.
Uh-huh.
And so the way that Earl Grey came about was there was lime in his water.
Uh-huh.
And he was trying to hide the taste. So there was a Mandarin Chinese person that worked with him mm-hmm. who created this tea so that he wouldn't taste the lime in his water.
Got it. So he got a whole tea named after him for forever and ever.
Okay. Exactly.
All right, Earl Grey. Good. And then the black yes. tea, why is that considered to be an abundant tie?
That generally is traditionally what was used in like rich families
mm-hmm.
When they would get together and they would have tea time. But also, I mean, I think because there is an abundance of it, mm-hmm. then it gets associated with abundance.
I see. Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, for instance, someone has a love question, they could use the rose noir. Mm-hmm. So that has the rose and, you know, essence and, mm-hmm. or they could be talking about self-love or anything like that.
Okay. So teas matter.
Yes.
The kind of tea you use to do this kind of work matters.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so. And also, I mean, I think it connects you to what you're drinking more.
Okay.
So if you have a purpose for it, you know, say, for instance, if you're drinking coffee, mm-hmm. chicory coffee associated with New Orleans, mm. that has a history. So that's going to start bringing up memories for you. It's going to have an association. When you have these teas and you have this association with the land or the history to it, mm-hmm. that adds in to the essence as well.
Okay. I remember when I was a kid, we were at a restaurant and my dad was drinking coffee. It was Greek coffee.
Yes.
And the guy came over and said, let me read your coffee. Mm-hmm. And so is this a similar thing with the
yes.
grounds of a coffee? So your essence, your energy, your spit, it's all going into
exactly.
the experience, right? So the guy flips the cup over and says, you're going to have marital troubles and she's going to take all of your money. Okay. My dad's current wife at the time was sitting across from him. And that's kind of what happened back in the 80s, if I can be so blunt. The guy was right. But when I was 12, I was like, whoa, what the heck? What a terrible thing to say. And of course, at the time, my dad was like, geez, brah, and stormed out.
Right.
So do you ever have a time where you see something in the tea leaves and you withhold that maybe because you think, not the time or the place?
I never really withhold information, but what I do is I try to provide a solution for it.
Okay.
So, you know, I like to think of myself as a problem solver.
Sure.
So if there is an issue that comes up, I will look around and I'll be like, okay, well, it looks like in this aspect of the cup that during this time, this thing will happen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that will probably even it out and you'll probably be in a better position at this time.
Yeah.
And so that way the person doesn't feel completely stuck mm-hmm. either, because you never want to make someone leave a reading just completely defeated.
Sure.
You know, so you're not withholding information. What you're doing is providing solutions for
them.
That's
huge.
Because
I've interviewed a lot of mediums and psychics, and a lot of times it's just, here's the bad news.
Right.
Have a good day.
Right. I mean, I always feel like it's important.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had readings before where they were not good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, afterwards I would be like, all right, what are three solutions to this issue that, you know, came up in the reading?
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, I was like, oh, you know, when someone's coming to me for a reading, I obviously want to give them a solution too. So let's make these three paths.
So when you teach this to people, how mm-hmm. often does that happen? And talk to me about the class and how that works.
Okay, well, right now I'm doing a program called Project 40. It's 40 mm-hmm. days of Venus retrograde. So Venus retrograde.
I know Mercury retrograde. That's when all communication goes wonky.
Well,
what's with Venus?
Venus apparently is breaking everyone up right now.
What? Oh my gosh, really?
Well, what it does is it brings all the relationship issues up to the surface.
Got it.
So if there's something that needs to be worked out, then it gets worked out during the Venus retrograde.
And how long is it lasting?
It's lasting until April 15th, but then it has a shadow period. So probably until May, we're going to have some issues with communication and relationships. I mean, mm-hmm. this can be family relationships.
Mm-hmm.
This can be romantic relationships. It's
anything.
All relationships.
Okay.
And so it's also asking us to really look at the way that we make money and how we see money.
Okay.
And see money as energy. And how are we going about that. So a lot of times during this period, we're supposed to kind of sit back, not make any drastic decisions, not, you know, jump out of our relationships, because frankly, it will probably be a temporary
break. Decision. Interesting. And how many times a year does Venus go retrograde?
It's about a year and a half.
Okay. I think I remember the last time this happened.
Yes.
I remember the last time this happened, and I was dating somebody, and oh gosh. Okay, it's all coming back. But it was temporary, but then it became permanent. You know, the breakup
right.
part. It was like
right.
we broke up, and then we tried to, and then it was no, game off.
Yeah.
Like, game on, game off.
And I sort of feel like with Venus retrograde, she's just sort of like, hey, you know, like, let's bring all the issues to the surface as it's meant to be. You're going to see it. If
see,
it's not,
yeah.
then mm-hmm. goodbye.
So you're doing a Venus retrograde tea
yes.
thing.
Yes. Part of it is tea. Part of it is glamour magic. Part of it is working with mirrors. So there's a whole bunch of divination that's going on.
What is glamour magic?
It's working with mirrors.
Do and tell. All right.
So, okay. So a friend of mine.
By the way, to all those who are listening, Caitlin is very glamorous. So I have no doubt you know all about the glamour magic. So go on.
So basically with glamour magic, it's say if you're a shy person and you really need to make an entrance, you would either do something with a mirror to kind of like look in the mirror and see yourself as that person mm-hmm. that you really want to kind of show to the world. And as you're, say, brushing your hair in that mirror, you're visualizing that person. Mm-hmm. And what happens is over a while, you know, every time you look in that mirror, you can walk into a room and just make this entrance. Or my friend Veronica Varlo mm-hmm. said that when she wants to make an entrance, she used to be really, really shy. She would take a deep breath before she stepped into a doorway. Mm-hmm. She'd throw her shoulders back, lift her head up, and she would open the door and she would stand in the doorway for about 5 seconds. And you just look around to the left, to the right, and it works every single time. People will start noticing you mm-hmm. and they will come up to you.
So it's about owning it.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. So mirror magic. All right, this is cool. So all of this is falling under the same umbrella yes. for how many days?
40 days.
Okay.
So I think we're on day 9. We just did 8. Yes, so we're on day 9.
And how many days involve tea?
So
is it an everyday thing?
The tassiography okay. lessons. It was 3 days of tassiography. Mm-hmm. And partially I was doing that too, because during Venus retrograde, it's important to watch what goes into your body. Mm-hmm. And tea can be very cleansing. I mean, it can really just sort of clean you out, just mm-hmm. make you feel better. I mean, if you're having a really bad day and you drink a really good cup of tea, right. you're going to feel better.
It's calmer. True. And I didn't really get into this until, I mean, really, Billy is so passionate about it. Started Madame Zuzu's Tea House. And he said, you know, everything that you want to feel in life is found in nature. You can get it.
Absolutely.
I mean, what do you think people did hundreds of years ago
Absolutely.
Before they had pharmaceuticals? They did teas and yes. other things from nature. So, you know, this is real. This kind of the science behind the magic of tea is very real.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So then you've been steeping the tea for
yes.
about 15 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the next step? What do we do?
Okay. So now we're going to pour the tea
mm-hmm.
and we are going to drink it.
Okay. And for those who would like to see either a picture of Caitlin or her work or sign up for your next round, although a year and a half from now is another Venus thing, we don't want to wait that long. When's your next class available for
well,
people?
I might actually be doing a tassiography class.
Okay.
So this is going to actually be my last Project 40 because Shireen Shostak is – she's closing off the 40-day project because she's coming up to 40 versions of it.
Okay.
And she decided after that she was going to close it up. She was going to do a book, and that was going to be it.
Okay.
So I've had so much interest lately mm-hmm. in tassiography that I'm actually thinking of doing a class.
Okay. So if you want to get in touch with Caitlin, you go to her website, and it's Caitlin is spelled K-A-T-E-L-A-N. Foisy, F-O-I-S-Y, CaitlinFoisy.com. And there you can find her work and keep in touch with her and send her an email and reach out to her if you want to get your tea leaves read like I'm about to. And I can't even tell you how excited I am right now because there are these adorable little mugs. I would say these teacups with, there's like poker symbolism going on here. Hold on, what do we have? I don't want to spill tea on the board. That would be bad.
And what flavor are we drinking again, you said? We are drinking crema. Earl Grey.
So now there's no leaves in this, really.
No. So we drink the tea first.
Okay.
We leave a little bit of liquid at the bottom.
Okay.
And then I open up this tea ball
mm-hmm.
and I put the tea leaves in and I will teach you how to swirl it.
Okay. Wow. So my energy is getting in it.
Yes.
And doing that. Okay.
Yep.
Can you tell me between sips? This is why we need a TV show, Craig. This would be much better TV. Glamorous Caitlin sipping tea on radio is probably not translating to the listener, but you can put in the visuals accordingly. With her red lips and her black liquid liner, it's a beautiful sight, okay? I'm just telling you. But bottom line is that tell me something, a recent reading that you've had for somebody where a revelation came through. You were showing me some pictures last
yes.
night that were cool.
So I have a trip coming up to L.A., and so in order to teach the girls, sometimes I'll do my own tassiography. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of me doing it, I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, I see that. You know, there's some symbols, there's some mm-hmm. circles. It means, you know, some things are coming to completion. Great. And then I turn the cup and I'm like, oh, it says C-A. California. And I was like, okay.
And it was clear. You
was
showed me the
clear.
Picture. That's a definite C and a definite
yes.
A. There was no doubt about it.
And so I used it for the group because I wanted to show both like the men and the women in the group just sometimes how clear the symbols are. And then I did some with coffee, and the symbols, you had to kind of squint your eyes a little bit. Sometimes it's important to kind of squint your eyes. It's important to kind of focus on that and just allow sort of your mind to go places too. Like often I tell them, I'm like, look, even if something is sort of coming out to you in the figures, tell me, because frankly, that's your intuition and that's probably right on.
Right.
So one of the women saw someone in a raincoat and an umbrella in one of my teacups. And she was like, I feel really weird telling you about this. And she was like, I'm really insecure about it. And I was like, don't be insecure. I was like, I was obsessed with that when I was little. I was like, I would dress in a raincoat with an umbrella and make my dad put on the sprinkler and dance around and have him take pictures of me. I was
That's so cute. That's funny. Well, and so that's the thing, too, is that people discount their first thought, and their first thought is usually the right one, and that's the intuition.
Yes.
And one of the things, the through line of most of the people that I've interviewed, whether it's a medical doctor or a medium, is that intuition and getting stronger with it, feeling it, and trusting it. Echo Bodine, who's written 11 books, big fan of Echo's, and she's featured in my new book coming out, she says, well, she teaches an intuition development class, and she says that, you know, the difference between your thought and an intuitive thought is the intuitive one comes through like a, like an airplane passing in front of your car really fast, like, whoa, or a bird flying in front of your windshield. That's how quick it is. And it's boom, out of nowhere, you think, you know, Joey from third grade. And you're like, whoa, I haven't thought about him in years. And it's like, I wonder why I'm thinking about him. So that would be an intuitive thought because you don't have time to get in your head and get it out of your head, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And when did you start to feel really strong in your intuitive abilities?
It took a while. I mean, even to this day, I'll do a reading and sometimes I'll get nerved up and I'll be like, oh my God.
Right.
Please let this, you know?
Right.
But I
please
think
let
we
this
all
be right.
Do.
Yeah.
I think as human beings, we're just prone to that, you know, just overthinking. But I knew when, well, I knew a little bit when I was a teenager. And then when I started reading cards professionally, I was terrified. And then my clients are what made me realize that I was good.
Right.
Because when you're sitting there with a client and they're like, yes, you're like, okay, you know, like this is validated. And, I remember there was clients because I started out in a botanica in the Bronx. And I was sitting there with my client and she was sitting in front of me and she had her arms folded and just no look on her face. And I was so scared.
And that's hard to read someone's energy when they're shut down like that.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're kind of like, why did you show up here anyway?
Right.
But I digress. Go on.
So I was so scared of her. But I was like, all right, I'm just going to keep doing this. And if she tells me I'm horrible, then whatever. That's what's going to happen. And at the end of the reading, she like pulled out $50. And she was just like, that was great.
Whoa.
And I was like, what just happened?
Shut your mouth. That's cool.
And I was like, oh, my God.
Validation.
So it was over time that I actually got more comfortable with it. But I was very nervous for a really long time. In fact, maybe the first couple years of me doing it professionally, I would shake before every single reading and I'd be like crossing myself or, you know, grabbing every charm I had. And I was like, what am I doing? This makes no sense.
Right.
And now, you know, I'll go to a party and I'll be reading like, you know, 50 people and I'll be like, I got this.
See? Keep doing it. It's like building up a muscle.
Right.
You go into the gym and you're building it and making it stronger.
And also, I mean, with readings, I always tell people, it's like, it's a lot of things that you already know. With tassiography, it can take a little bit longer because, like, you're really looking for the symbols. Sometimes they don't come out right away.
Okay.
I know with my classes, I always have them post it up the pictures because sometimes they're like, I don't see anything. And then someone else will see it and they'll be like, oh, my God.
You're right. Yeah.
I see an angel on a motor scooter or something. And it's like, yeah.
That's good.
And so, you know, a lot of times, like, you'll squint, you'll turn the cup, you'll, you know, sometimes I tell them to take pictures because sometimes when they're looking at it in a picture,
they'll see it later.
They can see it later. And it's like, why did I not see that? Or if someone points something out, then the rest of the group will be like, oh, I see that now. So I think it's really important for them to kind of share and just, you know, look at it within like the group and just like see what each other's, you know, cups have.
Perfect. Well, we have producer extraordinaire Craig Collins on hand who can validate some of our sightings when we do end up doing it. Do I have enough tea left in here to pour them in or should I sip some more?
Sip a little bit more.
Sip a little more. Yeah, okay, I didn't want to sip too much, and I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, just leave like one little sip left. That's all you need.
One little sip? Mm-hmm. Is this too big of a sip? See, we're like swapping our tea.
No, that's good.
That's good? Okay. I'm so glad I didn't bring my own mug because it was a giant University of Illinois coffee mug, and it would not have been as appropriate. This is so dainty and awesome, this teacup here.
Well, you know, these teacups have a story to them, too.
Do they?
I was talking to the owner of the Green Mill, and he was telling me a story about playing cards. And then I went to this store the next day, and I saw these.
Perfect.
And they just...
And they look like playing cards and cups.
Exactly.
Okay, so now Caitlin is getting... She's taking my teacup. Craig's rolling on this. And she's going to pour some of the... I see. So we got the tea. And for those who want to try this at home, you just need a teapot. You need one of those little steeper things where you put the tea in it. And now Caitlin is taking out the tea, and she's just kind of throwing some chunks down there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does the... And then I will then hold it again. Is that what happens?
Yes.
Or
so
you do it?
You're going to swirl it three times with your left hand.
Oh, really? And why the left hand? Just
because
curious.
That is the intuitive hand.
Is it? Is the right one the smarty pants or something?
Sure is.
Okay. Nice. Good to know. Okay.
Okay.
Whew. So I'm going to take my finger and swirl.
No, just go one... Two,
does it matter
three.
If it's clockwise? Or?
I usually do it counter.
Okay.
Just because that's my thing, but some people do it the other way.
Okay, so I'm going to do this one, two, three times.
Okay, and now flip it over or put the saucer on it.
Okay.
On the top of it.
Okay, putting saucer on top.
And then we're going to flip it over.
Okay.
You might want
to
do
try not
the
to
rug.
And we're off.
There we go.
Good.
Okay.
Okay. Minimal drips. Very good. All right, now Caitlin's taking the teacup back. So if you want to try this at home, you put the tea in with just one sip left at the bottom of your cup. And then you swirl it three times with your left hand counterclockwise. And then you flip it upside down and you look in the cup, not on the plate, correct?
Yes, you can look at the plate later. I mean, mine have little cards on them. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stuff that falls into your money house.
Okay.
And there is...
Wait, are you saying this right now?
Yes.
Oh.
I was just looking at the plate. I mean, normally you would sort of look at the plate,
but
I just happened to look at it. And I was
no, this
oh.
is good. So money house is good?
Yes. So what you're looking for when you do tassiography is you're looking for symbols, but also for patterns.
Okay.
So these are dots.
Mm-hmm.
And the dots fall into your money house. So it's basically saying, because the diamond is the money house.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's basically saying there is like financial abundance that is coming your way this year.
Hot diggity.
And there's also over here, there's a little fish right by the heart. And so for some people, it depends on like what they see it as. But the fish to me is always abundance. I know for some people, they're like, oh, that's bad. But I've never had that
bad fish
issue.
I just think like fish. Jesus the Jesus
I was like,
fish
wouldn't that be like a piranha
okay, like yeah maybe a shark but not a like cute little fish
right so you know for that like I always see the fish as just sort of like new water coming through like new waves coming through like as far as like you know like in you know like your current relationships and like family relationships it's basically saying like it's washing away like any of the like old negativity and just sort of like pushing through
forging a new path.
Yes.
Okay.
So your teacup, so what we're going to look for a lot of times, circles indicate the closing of patterns or you know the obstacles that you've gotten over. You're going to look for any animal shapes. I mean right now I see a man fishing.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I can show that to you afterward.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm look over here.
But so basically with like the man fishing, like what this is, it's talking about this new opportunity that's coming. So
with a man or with catching a fish, like a job?
Well, because the fish is over by the heart on the cup.
Got it.
This is, you know, has to do with like romance too.
Okay.
And this is just sort of like coming into like this really like beautiful kind of like romance that's going to kind of just make you feel very appreciated.
Nicely done. Okay. Thumbs up to that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the handle, this is the current month.
Okay.
So this is March. And then around the cup over here is each month.
So if you go from the handle and
left.
Then go clockwise, each month after that would be clockwise. So April would be up higher than May, June.
Right.
Okay, got it.
So this is March right now.
Yep.
April, mm-hmm. May. So the man fishing, it's May. So it's basically talking about...
The man fishing shows up in May.
It shows up in
May. Okay, cool.
So you're also going to want to look at the bottom of the cup and mm-hmm. going up. Mm-hmm. The bottom of the cup is things that are happening right now.
Got it.
And as it goes further up the cup, mm-hmm. It's, you know, sort of not really past, but it's sort of like end of month, you know. The bottom is like now and beginning of month, and it just sort of goes up from there.
Okay.
So this is talking about like mid-month, which is good after mm-hmm. Venus retrograde.
cool. For April, you mean? Or for now?
Well, because May is after Venus retrograde.
Oh, for May. Got it. All right. Yeah. Okay, cool.
You know, it's also indicating over here, you have a bunch of little dots here. So again, it does look like there will be another financial like abundance. This is going into... So January, so basically next January, mm-hmm. it's also talking about either having like a project that comes to fruition where you get paid really well for it or, you know, but it's talking about money and possessions.
Fabulous.
So you also have circles at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And so this is like a completion of a cycle. And it's basically saying that with this, I'm trying to see. Okay. So it's basically saying like it's a cycle because there's a horse here. It's a cycle with freedom and just sort of feeling like you've sort of like broken free. And it's talking about feeling much more in control of yourself, mm-hmm. in control of your body, and in control of your life. And so it's basically saying like, you know, like with the horse, a lot of times like the symbol is like freedom. It's like stamina. Mm-hmm. It's just going forth. And
for me, it's breaking a cycle. Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it. Nice. And there's like, it's so interesting too, because watching you look at the teacup, you know, and like analyzing these little smatterings that, you know, you're right. Like, oh, there's a horse. I'm like, it looks like what?
I know. Well, so it's cool. Funny because sometimes like when I show people pictures, I'll have to like circle them with red.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm like, that's the horse.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
And now if only everyone could see all my hand movements. Yeah. I'm very animated.
No, that's good though. And it's funny. For a lot of people that don't know this, in my new book that's coming out right now, I went to 8 different medium psychics and healers and interviewed them. And what you're saying is exactly kind of tracking with everything that they predicted as well. Mm-hmm. So this is like, this is new information that has not come out yet about me that you're right. Now validating. So just so you know, listeners, that's pretty cool because you're kind of basically saying, I'm going, whoa, you say it too?
Yeah. And it's also showing a boat. It looks almost like a Viking boat.
Okay.
You will be a Viking. No.
All right. I think I was in a past life, but that's a different book.
But this is actually movement forward. Also, boats for me are wish cards. Like, uh-huh. It's almost like a wish card. Uh-huh. And so boats are, you know, fast movement. And it's basically saying, like, what you want to come to fruition is. But I do see another book coming out, too. Okay. So you may be actually writing another book, like, in the future. It almost looks like... Actually, it looks like you've already been thinking about it, but...
I have. You're totally right. Absolutely.
I was like, wait,
I'm always writing.
This is right
I'm always thinking, and I'm always thinking about putting out another book, so that's awesome.
But yeah, and there's also a star there, mm-hmm. so I do think that this book will do very well.
You the know, one that's coming or the one that just is almost coming?
The one that's almost coming.
Okay.
Because this is actually right... You have a lot of things that are happening right now. Mm-hmm. Or like in the next couple months. Like a lot of the tea leaves are all right there.
Mm-hmm. It's a very busy time.
Yes. And actually, it looks like, you know, like the next 3 or 4 months are actually going to be super busy for you.
Mm-hmm. True. True that.
Let's see. I'm just turning the cup to try to see more that's coming out.
So it sort of changes as it settles a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It does. Mm-hmm. Actually, this looks like a... person riding a horse, another horse.
So wait a minute. The horse, the freedom horse is another horse.
Yes.
I got another horse and someone's riding it. Am I riding it or is this somebody else? No, is it the man that's fishing? He put down the pole
no,
and now he's on the horse?
He's turned away from the horse.
Okay. Okay.
He's turned away.
Okay.
But this is actually interesting because it's actually saying that within... like the past like couple years, like, and I don't know if you've ever had like an issue, you know, where you just sort of not feared death, but like had like a death, like, you know, that just sort of affected you in a way that almost made you feel, and like made you feel like really mortal. Mm-hmm. And it's basically saying like, that's almost like, you know, like that's kind of like riding on the horse. It's coming across almost where it looks like the death card, where it's like, is this huge transformation, but it is talking about a physical, you know, passing mm-hmm. of someone. But it's basically saying like, that's the one that just sort of made you feel like, oh wait, like I have one body. Mm-hmm. I have like this life that I'm living right now. Mm-hmm. And this is what I need to do. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like, it's basically saying like, and it looks like it's been within like the past, it's almost giving me like 3 years, but mm-hmm. That, you know, this is what sort of gave you your full on purpose.
So you're saying there's a death coming that will help solidify me into.
Right. And it looks like it's almost like within like the past 3 years, like it's been this sort of like transformation that's coming, like, but it, there is going to, I mean, it could be like, you know, a celebrity death or anything like that, but mm-hmm. it looks like there is like something that is coming where it's like, oh my God, mm-hmm. this is like my life path. Like, this is what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, it was the death of Taylor Mead,
right,
where I was like, oh my God, this man that I loved so much and who was my good friend, like, you know. But I had loved his work for a long time.
And for those who don't know, Taylor Mead was a very famous artist.
He was one of Andy Warhol's art stars.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, for me, that was like huge and pivotal. And although it's sad and he was 88 years old, you know, but it changed things. But this for you, it's saying that, you know, it's really going to kind of like make you stronger, really like put your life force out there. Mm-hmm. And I always feel weird when I talk about death, but it's also something that's like, I mean, part of our world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. I always see life as not really separate from what we live, because right. I feel like we just get new relationships and then they get to like hang out with you more.
Mm-hmm. yeah, right. Transforms the way of communicating, but yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. it does look like, you know, like when I was saying from like the past like 3 years, it does look like someone that sort of entered your sphere within the last 3 years.
Gotcha. Someone in the last 3 years, and then they're going to exit in the next. Does it give you a time frame on that exit?
With this one, it's not really giving me a time frame because mm-hmm. it's going around.
Got it.
So, I mean, and sometimes when that happens, they don't really mm-hmm. give you the exact time frame.
Gotcha.
Over here.
She's now flipped the cup upside down.
Yeah, I'm. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you just keep flipping it around.
Mm-hmm. You're rotating it counterclockwise as you're turning it. Mm-hmm. Any more horses?
No.
Okay.
I see the man fishing again, though.
Cool. Keep the reel in the water, buddy. It's not May yet. Very pensive look on your face, young lady.
Okay. Oh, no. It's just sometimes you have to really focus to mm-hmm. find
the gems.
The gems mm-hmm. in there.
Do you do this on yourself?
I do sometimes.
Okay. Or do you find sometimes. It's hard to read yourself?
Sometimes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when it was like the California one, like, no. Mm-hmm. But, you know, other times, yes.
Yes.
But, yeah. So, I mean, a lot of times, like, with tassiography, too, like, I always feel like with tarot, I get like a very straight on, you know, kind of like answer. And like with tassiography, it's like these like little blips into mm-hmm. your life and like into the future and all of that.
Got it.
You know, and so here it just looks like there's a dragon, and dragons are usually a lot of transformation, a lot of just sort of like life force mm-hmm. in there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times like they can be almost like these like spirit guides, because like they are these like shapeshifters in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually, you know, indicating more or less like your own sort of like spiritual journey and just sort of getting more connected with that. Not that you aren't already, but it's mm-hmm. basically saying like your third eye is really opening right now into, you know, being able to kind of like see things almost like if we're looking at a building over here.
Sure.
And you could see the different time frames of the building.
Cool.
You know, mm-hmm. so it's almost like these like sepia toned like images that are coming in. So mm-hmm. you're going to notice within like the next few months, and it is saying that that's going to be about that's August and September
mm-hmm.
when that's really going to start to come about. And that looks like the beginning of the month around there.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'll take it. What should people do on their own to help develop their intuition? What do you recommend? What's your go-to every day when you wake up and then when you go to sleep?
Well, I used to do this exercise where I would visualize, I would just close my eyes and I would visualize holding an apple. And I would smell the apple. Mm-hmm. I would taste the apple. I would just feel that apple like mm-hmm. all around. And the more that you do that, the more that you can feel and tap into what's not there.
You know, it's so interesting. You just started that and I started tasting a green apple. Like my salivary mm-hmm. glands are like going poop, 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 poop right,
right
now. Okay. Because that's literally triggering things. And there's nothing in my hand. I don't have an apple.
Right.
But you're turning on parts of your mind.
Right.
Okay.
And also we do have an on and off button in our mouths. Mm-hmm. So right behind the teeth, mm-hmm. you notice that your tongue goes up there and there's a little bump behind yep. your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
That's like your power button.
Okay.
So a lot of times when you're kind of tapping into something, just notice where your tongue is
mm-hmm.
because a lot of times it's right up there
right.
and it's just basically turning you on and it's just like, hey,
right
now you're getting tapped in.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the meditations say to do that, to put your tongue, you know, on your,
yep.
your palate. And then for me lately, what's been really working is picturing like my pineal gland or however mm-hmm. you want to pronounce it, which is basically in the center of your head. Like if your eyes had a line that went to the back of your head and then your ears went from side to side, where those two crossings, you know, meet, that's where it is.
Right.
Picture it turning on like a light bulb, mm-hmm. just like flipping the switch. And then I picture this like unbelievably sort of like a, it's like a purpley blue,
right.
right? You know, that like luminous sort of light,
mm-hmm.
almost like a fluorescent light bulb. Boom.
Right.
And turning that on. And that for me seems to kind of, ooh, but then you have to remember to turn it off.
Right.
When you don't want to be spidey sensing the person in line at the Jewel.
Exactly. You know what I exactly. mean? I mean, the other thing that I used to do is if you're in a building with elevators and there's yeah. a number of elevators lined up, try to just focus and like feel which one is going to come down first.
Sure.
And then walk over to that elevator.
And then wait for it.
And wait for it. Mm-hmm. I used to do that. And after a while, like, you just automatically just walk over to the elevator, whichever one is going to open up first, which
That's
is amazing.
Awesome. That's good.
But yeah, I mean, a lot of these symbols here, actually, this looks like a woman over here.
Hey, a woman.
Yes.
Popped into my
it
mug.
It almost looks like the Statue of Liberty.
Hey, cool. Am I going to New York?
Hey, you might be.
Lovely.
Actually, book tour?
Yeah, I am. To be honest, I'll be there end of April for an event. Yep, yep.
But yeah, so mm-hmm. there is like a woman that looks like the Statue of Liberty. Mm-hmm. There's basically she's holding a torch and mm-hmm. she has something on her head. Mm-hmm. But that's sort of what came into my head. Mm-hmm. And this is also, again, taking control of like your own power and mm-hmm. just sort of like, you know, stepping into this would be almost what I would consider if we were looking at tarot, like the Two of Wands.
Okay.
Stepping into your own destiny.
Got it.
And that's what it seems like. And then, you know, over here, it looked almost like the Death card, which was like basically the transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And so like right now, like really is like this transformational time for you. I do think that it's really, it's strange because I keep getting threes for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I have the past 3 years and I have the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this time is actually going to be really pivotal to your growth and to your growth, like as an artist, like as, mm-hmm. you know, a writer, as, you know, a person, for your own, you know, crown chakra and like
yep.
for your own third eye.
Yep.
So it's going to be really, really transformational and you're going to find that. And especially because we are in a 10 and 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And so last year was kind of like cleaning up everything. And 9 is also the number of the dead.
Right.
And so this year is all about like these
new beginnings. Right.
So, and that's sort of what's happening over here. So it's interesting too with these pictures because you have the man fishing. You have the other person on the horse.
Mm-hmm.
You have the woman holding
the torch, yeah.
And then you have the other horse, and they're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting because it's almost forming its own mandala,
mm.
Which is basically saying they're all happening in sync.
Yes.
And they're all connected. So what's happening right now is because of they're all connected, it's basically saying you are on the right path
right.
of what you need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I mean, I do see like another book coming out and that it will be financially really good for you.
Cool. I'm in.
But yeah, so, I mean, a lot of the stuff with tassiography is, you know, a lot of times when I do it, I have to sit with someone for like a couple hours and just mm-hmm. really like go into it with them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of it is finding and pinpointing certain things.
Sure.
So, again, you know, with
And translating. Yeah. Like what you're seeing there is you know, taking all the intuition and the knowledge that you have, right? And plus the tarot and all the other things, right, and the modalities that you've been doing for all these years and in doing this work. And then your energy holding the cup. So what you're getting from that is very unique to you.
Right.
Right. But right, also something that you're feeling from me. So right, it's an exchange.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of times too, like when I'm in private readings, like, you know, sometimes we'll go like really, really, really deep, you know, mm-hmm, like when I'm in like, you know, like a public space, I try to keep it, you know, like simple and fresh. And
sure.
But what I have noticed here with these symbols, and what you look for is like, you look for clusters, which mm-hmm are basically the same symbol clustered up, or mm-hmm, in your case, there is one big cluster that becomes that mandala.
Yep, yep.
So that's mm-hmm something it's basically telling you, like, that's very important right now. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, like I look at the cup now and I'm like, oh my goodness, that looks like, you know, a unicorn. And it's basically saying, like, what you're doing is you're creating a very unique perspective on things that people already know about, but, mm-hmm, you know, you're bringing it into a different level. Mm-hmm. So you're giving people like a whole new perspective on, you know, like these spiritual aspects. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't read your book at all, but no, like, yeah, you know, it's basically
we only known each other like 12 hours. So yeah, you haven't had time to dig into any of my work.
But it looks like what, you know, your strength is, mm-hmm, is that you can kind of look at things and just be like, okay, what is a perspective that hasn't been talked about? Mm-hmm. What is a way that I can like talk about something that's always talked about in a very different way? Mm-hmm. And so that's, you know, like the strength that's coming out in here. And that's sort of what the unicorn kind of Pegasus is. It's like being kind of like that special, unique person that just sort of can get into a space and be like, oh, I'm perceiving it as this.
Yes. Yes, which is totally what I try to do with this podcast, because there are so many people that are curious in right the paranormal and metaphysical and all these things, but they're afraid to dip their toe in the pond and they think that they'll get labeled as weird or whatever. But, you know, they can go to church and believe in the resurrection. That's totally normal.
Right.
But this conversation, not so normal. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm just trying to normalize the desires that people have to learn more.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was seeing someone and he was like, whenever you say something, he's like, I totally get it when I'm with you. And he was like, and then I go home and I'm like, what was she talking about?
Sounds better coming out of your mouth. That's totally the case.
But
all right, if you want to get your tea leaves read, go to caitlinfoisy.com. That would be caitlinfoisy.com. Also, check out some of her art. And if you want something really beautiful to adorn on your walls, then that is another option. Caitlin, I'm so glad our paths crossed.
Yes.
And now when we turn this off, I want you to look at your tea leaves so we can dig deep under the hood.
Sure.
And maybe Craig will get his red as well. Thank you, Craig Collins, for all of your hard work. And thank you, Caitlin, for joining us in studio.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Keep doing what you're doing. And everybody out there who's listening, you know what? Treat others the way you'd like to be treated and stay spiritual, damn it. We'll see you next time.